You're listening to Capstone News Now on WVUA-FM 90.7, the Capstone, the voice of the University of Alabama. Also extending into the Tuscaloosa community and into Jefferson County. And so with that in mind, on the phone with us now is AL.com columnist John Archibald. Mr. Archibald has been the author of a couple columns recently talking about the Free UAB movement and whether and how true and how possible it might be. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Looking at your columns, the first one came out November 11th, titled How the UA Trustees for Decades Toyed with UAB Athletics. The second one coming out on the 14th, talking about Free UAB, maybe a fantasy, but Respect UAB is a real battle cry. Both of these talking about, really, in your mind anyway, and we'll let you get to it in a second, your mind sort of the double standard that the UA Board of Trustees has with the Capstone and then also UAB. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, a lot of people up here, faculty, staff, students, former faculty in some high-ranking positions at UAB really feel like that, you know, UAB contributes quite a bit, more in revenue, really, than any of the other branches. And yet they really are still viewed as just a medical school. And if they try to do undergrad things, build buildings that might help the undergraduate programs, for instance, or you know, when they try to start a law school, some things that would compete directly with the university in Tuscaloosa, then they always get shot down. Yet if Tuscaloosa wants to build a nursing school, for instance, which UAB has, then they get to move right along. So, I mean, it's kind of a feeling of inferiority. That really, you know, it's more obvious now that it's football related because we have, you know, people tend to be able to grasp football issues in ways they can't always grasp those larger issues.
Well, let's talk about the football piece first, because as you mentioned, it is something that is easier to get and doesn't really look at the bottom line necessarily, but more in sort of a visceral athletic competition. I mean, UAB obviously has its own football program. They have their own mascot. They have their own, everything is separate. They have their own athletic department. But the resources do not really seem to be there for them to compete at a high level, even though they are Division I. What do you think that's about? I mean, do you think, and you also, I believe, mentioned this, I mean, the University of Alabama doesn't even play UAB in football, and it's only 50 miles away. So why do you think that's the case?
Well, it's a pretty complicated issue, really. On one hand, UAB doesn't draw fans the way it should. I mean, let's face it, everybody here is an Alabama or Auburn fan, and so they have to compete with that in addition to other things. But the UAB program really believes, and I think they're right, that it's very difficult to get people to go out to Legion Field to watch a game. It's a cavernous old stadium. If you put 25,000 people in it, which they would love, it still feels empty. It almost seems like charity work rather than entertainment. So, I mean, the question is, do they have a chance? Have they been given a chance to succeed? And they have tried to build a small, more appropriate size stadium, which is more like a high school stadium, really, on the south side of Birmingham, and the trustees won't entertain the notion, wouldn't even bring it up, even though there was a plan developed that would have allegedly now helped the financing. The trustees simply didn't believe the financing proposals, I believe. But the question is, has UAB been given an adequate chance to survive and thrive? The key element, you know, in UAB fans' minds is, you know, they had a chance to hire Jimbo Fisher, the Florida State coach.
Right, yeah. In 2006, you mentioned this $600,000 deal when Fisher wasn't nearly the catch as he was now, but obviously still very talented. Seemed to be quite a steal for him. And you, as you mentioned in the piece, the UA trustees basically said, "We're not doing it."
Right, we're not doing it. And so the rest is history. Kind of went into a skid and halted it. And if you look at that history, I mean, it really is, it does make you raise an eyebrow. If the trustees had wanted UAB to succeed, they would have probably been given more than they have been. But clearly, clearly they have been good to the university, I mean, to UAB in a lot of ways. I mean, we'd be remiss not to say, I mean, UAB has reshaped the south side of Birmingham. I mean, it's a huge revenue generator, but it also uses, spends a lot of money too. So those people who say it's a stepchild here aren't looking at the full picture either. I mean, it does work both ways.
But is there any sort of negative in your mind? I mean, you're a former University of Alabama student. You graduated right from UA, and so obviously you have a love for the capstone and want it to succeed, and I imagine would want all positive things to go to it. But you live in Birmingham now, I believe. And, I mean, so where do you think Alabama, the capstone, does it have any role in it, or is this at all a trustee's issue?
You know, I think it's largely a trustee issue. I think it's also some responsibility on Birmingham and UAB to work together. I mean, I think the trustees aren't entirely wrong when they say, you know, if you guys want to build something to build Birmingham, you got to deal with Birmingham. That's not our business. We're in the business of educating students. And I can relate to that. I mean, I think Birmingham and UAB need to get along and talk about it as well. But I do think the trustees throw up some roadblocks to make things difficult.
Sure.
Have for many, many years, dating all the way back to you know, decades ago when UAB first started trying to get an athletic program at all.
I guess some would argue, and you kind of alluded to it there, I mean, Tuscaloosa, the University of Alabama, owns so much property already. They're building a lot of this already on pre-existing property. I guess some could say when you're dealing with such a large municipality as Birmingham is, much more difficult to get the wheels of government there to move than in Tuscaloosa, you know, which only has 90,000 people. What would you say to that?
Well, I mean, I think that's true. I mean, and I think that historically there's been an irrational sort of inability for the city of Birmingham to talk to UAB and vice versa. I mean, we've had mayors that never went and talked to the president of the university, which is insane considering, I mean, what's happening in Tuscaloosa is also happening in Birmingham. UAB is a massive force. It's the second largest employer in the state of Alabama behind Redstone Arsenal. And you know, that is a huge economic engine for it and Birmingham not to be on the same page is really detrimental to both of those organizations. So that's part of it too.
But you mentioned this as well. I mean, it's worth having this conversation. Many folks obviously have used the hashtag FreeUAB on Twitter to try to talk about this, but it's not going to happen because the state legislature is going to have to step in and intervene if there was going to be any sort of change. And you mentioned that as well. But so if that's not going to happen, what type of reforms can we expect, if any?
Well, I mean, I think that UAB would feel a little bit of respect if only they got a little more representation on the board. And that's one of the things they really cry for. I mean, free UAB is ridiculous. I mean, UAB does not, I mean, be careful what you wish for, you know. I mean, being part of the university system is a big, important thing, and it's, I don't think it would help anybody involved. Plus, it, like you said, it's just not going to happen.
But let's just for 1 second, you mentioned kind of if you get what you wish for. Let's say they did get what they wished for and UAB became an independent university. What other challenges do you think they would all of a sudden have to face that they don't have to face right now?
Well, I mean, you almost want to say it. I mean, I almost don't want to say it because but being based in Birmingham and having to deal with Birmingham bureaucracy is a much bigger deal than anybody wants to believe. I mean, it's why, I mean, we can go down a route of a lot of problems, and that's the root of it. And that's a difficult thing, too. But just being separated from all the holdings, all the tradition, all the institutional authorities of the University of Alabama, I think would be just a difficult and needlessly difficult thing. The relationship has worked pretty well in the sense that it did grow its medical school into what was what has been considered one of the nation's premier medical schools. Mm. It provides a lot of money and a lot of jobs and a lot of education. I think to get upset over something really like this and to want to free yourself from that is
right.
It's really foolishness. It's symbolic more than anything else. But I do think that they can make a real case that it has earned more respect than it has gotten from the Board of Trustees itself.
From your reporting or from your conversations with people, I mean, do you think that there's a legitimate threat that UAB, in fact, that their football program could be shut down in the next 3 years, as many people say?
Yeah, I think it's likely, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the signs do point to it. I mean, there's no non-conference game scheduled after 2017. The coach who has turned the program around in many ways was given a 3-year contract when he started, which is unheard of for new coaches, and can't get discussion on a new one. The silence is deafening out of the president's office and the athletic department. I think that the athletic department believes it's in trouble, and there's just not really any headway on those things that could make the program better. So unless there's a lot of pressure, or unless there's really a change in attitude, I believe it's in trouble.
One curious note here, and we'll let you go in a second. We're speaking to John Archibald from AL.com. You know, one curious note, of course, is that the mayor of Tuscaloosa, Walt Maddox, is a former football player at UAB.
That's right.
And so obviously the UAB football program has a tremendous history and a great standing in the state of Alabama. And I guess it's very tough to compete with the University of Alabama when it's only 45 miles away on any given game day. But you think that would be bad, I assume, if UAB was all of a sudden to cut their football program, that university was to lose that sort of pride, even if it is in a poor state at the moment, they would lose that. You think that would be bad for Alabama overall?
I do think that would be bad. And they're not that bad at the moment. I mean, they're bad attendance-wise, but it's really gotten worse since this started. But if you look at the program, it's subsidized, sure, financially to the tune of about 62% subsidies, and that comes from student fees and other university contributions and all that, which sounds terrible, but it's really middle of the pack in terms of the national picture. I mean, Troy University is subsidized at a higher percentage, so is Jacksonville State, so is, 125 other schools. So it's not an outlier in terms of cost, and I think we need to remember that. And the last program to shut down a Division I football program was the University of the Pacific. And really all we think about when we hear the University of the Pacific is that school that shut down its football program.
Right, yeah.
Is that what we want to be remembered for? I don't know. I think it would be probably wiser to give a little chance of success.
Sure, and we could talk to you about this for a lot longer. Obviously, not only UAB that complains about these issues, but UAH, in regards to their hockey program in particular, feeling as though there's not been enough support and other issues as well. So a bigger, more systemic issue at play here. We appreciate you joining us on the show, John Archibald from AL.com, and maybe we'll have you back on as the situation develops.
I appreciate it, man. I enjoyed it.
All right, there's John Archibald from AL.com. You're listening to Capstone News Now. Hear the voice of the University of Alabama. Stay with us.